out here, you just paying tribute to the guys. That's how I feel like.
You
You're out
know
here just paying tribute to Harriet Tubman on a daily basis. But I guess
I am paying tribute to my ancestors, you know, because we had to keep our hair tied when we were out there in them fields and even in the house. But I definitely would have been a field nigga. And my hair would have had to been tied, okay? So I am just, you know, I am my ancestors' dream, okay?
Shut
Sitting in
up.
front of a MacBook with my headscarf on.
Bro, just be No, it's not okay to have a Versace scarf on every week, Jazzy. That can't be a look. That can't be like, oh, look what the audience gets to see. Jazzy, bring a scarf out.
First of all, it's just the timing. We recorded early, and so my hair is, I just got out the bed like, what, 30 minutes ago? So you ain't nobody not finna take my headscarf off for you. Like, now, I will say, when it's someone that I'm interested in, I will whip that headscarf off real quick, because you're not gonna catch me out here slipping like that. But you're my brother, so it's cool.
I feel you. That's what most of my women friends say the same fucking thing. I'm always the nigga that sees women that they're like,
Oh,
they're
at the
nice,
crustiest.
bruh. It's just like y'all look like that. Like, and then y'all go outside and just bamboozle these niggas, bruh. Them niggas thinking they worship me from day one. They don't know. They don't know. And then y'all keep up appearance right up to the point where that nigga don't care no more. And you're just like, all right, bet his
And then
guard
you
is down.
reveal your true self. That's exactly how
And
it works.
he's like, I ain't going nowhere. So, all right, bet.
You're trapped, my
Bring
nigga.
that dewey
So
in. He puts me in a headlock. He
listen.
puts it on for you. I did that, bro. You know how corny I
Shh,
was. I did that one.
you're real loud right now. Like, stop telling our secrets.
Mega, that shit was. Oh my God, I'm deterred from like taking any woman serious for the next 2 years. Like, I can't.
You
I can't.
deserve, honestly. You
I
need
need a
to.
hiatus. Like, I need to
Yeah.
take a sabbatical from like anything serious. Like, I'm
Have
mega.
your moment,
Oh no,
however long that may be.
the rotation is about to commence. It's about to be fantastic. I'm about to have a
Oh,
lineup
now
working.
you got a rotation. I remember those days. Oh Lord, that is hilarious. Let's go ahead and introduce the show, because honestly, I have like a good 30 minutes to talk before I need to go and get ready. Good morning. Good morning. What is this?
Nigga, what the fuck are you doing? This is not a radio show. Nigga, you really got a Versace headscarf on again.
First
Welcome
of
to
all,
the Boldest and
this is the
Broken Podcast.
finest satin from Amazon that you can purchase for like $9. Told you it
Nigga,
was
how
a pack of two. Last week I had my pink one on. Remember?
that's
This
what I'm
one's
saying,
blue.
bro. This is gonna be a look, and then like, well, if we ever do live shows, like, they're gonna actually have this on in public.
Absolutely the fuck not. I will not be coming on
You would
stage with a
not put.
scarf on. I don't leave the
Well,
house with this on. Well, I walk cannon around my neighborhood with it on, but I don't give a fuck about these people.
I'll be honest with you. If I saw that, that'd just be the funniest thing. You on somebody's Snapchat, like, what is this lady going through? Like, she just didn't care. Like,
Well, you know what? Listen, I could just
she said, I
say
got you.
it's for religious purposes.
They gonna think you a fucking Muslim? That's not a look.
Welcome back to another episode of Bold and Broke. It's your girl, Jasmine.
It's Young Tobias. I like to make a PSA. We got to worry about Soulja Boy, because I saw like a snap that somebody posted of Soulja Boy, or no, it was a Soulja Boy snap that somebody took of him. And why is his lips have alopecia? Like, remember Diggy Simmons? He had the
Oh,
alopecia on his
yeah.
lip.
First of
Yeah,
all,
that shit
see,
was so gross.
alopecia is when you're bald. It's like hair
That's
loss. So,
what I'm saying. That nigga didn't have any hair. He didn't have a mustache or nothing. It was just bleach around his lips.
I thought you were talking about because his lips were ashy.
No, his lips, like, he couldn't grow a mustache because like the area around his lips was bleached. Like, I don't know, like he ate terrible asshole or something. I don't know. He was too young to look like that.
Diggy Simmons' lips were ashy all the time. That's what it was.
They
They were
were
chapped
dead.
all
They
the
were
time.
dead,
Like, was
dead
it Diggy
zombie
or
lips.
Russie?
It was Russie. Diggy
It
had
was
braces. Yeah, Russie was
right.
that.
Yeah, it
Russie
was
was the
Russie.
ashiest 11-year-old I've ever seen on TV. I was like, your mom is on, like, just walking around on TV, just your lips looking dead. You got walking dead lips. Like, this thing is crazy. I looked at this thing, I was like, yo. And then now you see Soulja Boy, I was like, this nigga Soulja Boy is going through it.
Well,
And
it's
his
because he's
eyebrows
on
had,
crack. You cannot
you
convince
know,
me
his eye.
otherwise. Soulja Boy is on crack,
He
okay?
doesn't have any more eyebrows. His eyebrows ain't growing in properly now. Like, his hairline looks extremely strained. Like, he looks like he had a lot of long nights trying to figure out what his next move was. But
I
anyways, man, let's
can't.
move forward, man.
How was your
How was your week?
weekend? Oh, you want to start with me this week?
Yeah, Jazzy, let's switch it up.
My weekend was cool. It rained and ruined all of my plans.
Oh.
No, my mom was supposed to come up here this weekend, but she don't drive in the rain, which, you know, neither do I, so I totally get it. So she didn't come up here, but so yeah, yesterday I just basically was in the house. Like, it was thunderstorming, like lightning and everything, so for the most part of the day. So I just stayed at home and got some things done that I've been putting off because I need to clean up. So I cleaned and I did laundry. You know, it was a real adult type of day. And that was it. And then today I actually have to go out and like run errands and stuff. So I'll be doing that. I kind of want to go get a pedicure. We'll see. You know, it's springtime, ladies. Gotta get the feet right. So yeah, that's probably what I'll be doing today. Just a real chill weekend. Also, trying not to like have these moments of sadness in my life where I feel completely overwhelmed. Like, I keep having these moments where I'm just like, Jasmine, you gotta get your shit together. Like, get your fucking shit together, girl. Like, I'm really trying to figure out. Like I said, I renewed my lease here for a year. I have 12 months to figure something out about what I'm doing next. I have no idea. Like, literally, I feel, so here's the thing. We have to talk about this. I feel like we live in an era where, of course, social media, we're on social media, and it just seems like people are, like, living in their purpose and following their passions and turning dreams into reality. And then I feel like there's me who's just like, like, I don't know what I'm doing. So I don't know. I just feel like I need to figure out.
Why not document that?
What to do. I have all these ideas and I'm like, I need to figure out how I can like streamline them and actually get them out. So I don't know. That's something that I'm looking into. Anyways, the point is, you guys, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, and it's okay if you also don't know what you're doing. We gotta figure this shit out. You just have to have a plan, and you have to put it into action, so that's what I'm trying to do. But I'm glad you mentioned that, because that kind of reaffirms to me that I should really
definitely
get started on this, like, docuseries thing.
Hell yeah, nigga. So, put me on film, nigga. I'm telling you.
Oh my God.
What needs to be documented. My life needs to be documented.
I could see Tabark, like, if you had been, like, a kid of the 90s, well, not, like, a kid of the 90s, but, like, because you are literally a kid of the 90s, but, like, if you had been, like, an adult during that MTV VJ era when they were, like, looking for VJs, I could see you, like, doing that.
Yeah, I could have been a cornball.
You could have been, like, a media personality, like, on TV.
I could have been a cornball.
Yeah.
But no, my life is too insane at the moment anyways. It's yeah, me, so... Tobias. My life is a roller coaster. A roller coaster of love. No love here, guys.
How was your weekend? How was your week of travel?
Yeah, no. So we're in we went to the Young Midwest for like a smooth 4 days. Mm-hmm. Indulged in like the weather of Nebraska, going from like 80 on Monday to 35 on Wednesday. So it was interesting. I'm glad I'm not sick. You know what I'm saying? Knock on wood. But yeah, it was there, and then came back, and then this weekend I was just with my folks looking at like condos and townhouses. I'm thinking of just buying some property like in the next coming months, just buying either a condo or a townhouse, getting like a 2-bedroom and renting out the other room.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what we doing right now. But outside of that, nothing else, nigga. Just living this roller coaster that we call life, nigga.
Roller coaster of love.
Bruh, no love here, guy. No love here, guy. Like, you feel me?
Roller coaster of life. Wow, single Tobias is back on the scene, and it's a scary one, you guys. Just
so it's a nasty world that I live in. I saw this lady the other day, and we kicked it. And
this lady,
yeah, no, she's older. She's like 30 something, and then she like she wasn't smiling the whole night. And then I said like some, you know, I say something stupid. I'm bound to say something dumb that makes people like chuckle in a way. So I said something about like dolphins like being known rapists, and then I was like, that's why I feared this sea. And she couldn't stop laughing at that, and like I saw her open her mouth when she laughed, and she has 60 teeth in the front. Like, I've never seen that many teeth.
She has a lot of teeth, like Issa Rae.
Yeah, but more than that though. it looked too fake. I was like, yo, she got gag teeth in. Like, I was like, is this real?
So that's why she wasn't smiling.
Yeah, no, I was like, oh, okay. She was a baddie, though. If she didn't smile, she was a baddie.
So what was I gonna say? Yeah, let's just move on to these hot topics. I don't even know what's been going on. Did you watch Nipsey's homegoing celebration?
Oh yeah, bro. I watched it. I missed it because I was in the air during, like, I was flying back to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But when I touched down, I watched it.
What did you think?
She was sad, bro. But I know it was a rude awakening for Caucasians. Like, they're like, oh shit, these niggas are real. Because what? Do you know how many times his brother, like, incriminated them? he continuously just said shit that was incriminating. I was like, yeah, that's a real nigga. Like, the first thing he said, he's like, nigga, I know I made the set proud, but you made the world proud, nigga. Like that shit is real, yo. Like, that nigga really lost his best friend. Like, did you not feel that? Because, like, I felt that.
No, his brother and his dad made me, like, super sad. And Lauren, she made
but
me
Lauren
sad,
was
too.
Thorough,
but, Lauren was, like, super real and just, like, you could tell she was obviously very sad about it. But, like, she's a mom, so she has to, unfortunately, when you're a mom, you have to kind of, like, pull yourself together for your kids, and you can tell that that's what she's been doing. And then you break down later on. But I mean, I don't know that I'm not a mother, but I'm just assuming. But so she made me sad, but I think for everyone, like, his mom was just like, his mom has everyone feeling slightly better because she's just so freaking positive and, like, has this crazy outlook on life. And I like how she talked about how she knew death was coming to their family and they thought it was going to be the grandmother. That was interesting. Yeah, you can just tell she's really spiritual and really, like, because she's so at peace. It's crazy.
He was such a radical that, like, I think he prepared his family in a way for, like, something like this.
I cried during Marsha Ambrosius' performance and during Janae's performance. That was so sad. But other than that, it was nice to see everyone come together, especially afterwards. Like, and I'm still following people who are, like, posting, like, they go to the Marathon clothing store and stuff. And, like, it's crazy just to see the tribute that's out there. Like, it's just so nice. It's just still so surreal that he's gone.
It is surreal, though. Have you heard that, like, the lawyer for the dudes, the OJ lawyer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said that last week.
Yeah, I know. I remember we were talking about that. And then, like, now his, like, whole defense is that, like, this nigga's going to plead insanity.
Of course. That's, like, the easiest cop-out. What else? Listen, I think at this point, that guy doesn't stand a chance. He doesn't stand a chance.
That's what I'm saying. I hope the judge is racist.
He, like, literally doesn't stand a chance. I don't see any jury, like, unless they move it to some, like, white ass area where they still gonna convict her ass probably. So I don't know. I don't see how he can get out of this. So, oh, that's what I was gonna ask you. Your president is out here trying to incite violence against Muslims because he's annoying. Because Congresswoman, is she a congresswoman? Congresswoman, what is her name? Elon, yes. She's a U.S. representative, Elon Omar. There's, like, a whole lot of stuff going on right now because basically she was giving a speech at some event and people were basically saying that what she said was, like, kind of to, like, downplay the effects of 9/11, and that was not what she was saying at all. People just, like, ran with it that, like, few seconds. The New York Post did this whole cover story, like, trying to call her out, which aren't y'all supposed to be objective? But anyways. And then Trump released some video talking about we'll never forget 9/11 and, like, used clips of her speech, which were completely out of context, and, like, images of 9/11. It was just, like, propaganda and so stupid. And people are basically calling him out for it. Like, there's a whole hashtag, I stand with Elon, because, it was just really, he's just, first of all, when 9/11 happened, he was on the news talking about now his building is the tallest building in New York. So, you didn't give a fuck. Like,
that's a fact.
He's a trash ass nigga, and he's just
He's a terrible human being.
He's,
but I mean,
I'm so
they
tired
elected
of
him.
him. Like, can he just die already? Like, I don't understand why he's alive. I really don't.
Oh my god. Yeah, no. That is the views of Jazzy Foot.
Oh well.
No correlation.
I don't care. Soulja Boy was arrested for violating his probation. What did he do?
He didn't put Vaseline on his lips. He has to do that every 4 hours, or like it's a violation of his probation, I think.
Wendy Williams is getting a divorce from her cheating ass husband.
Thank God, nigga. That shit took too long. She got Charlamagne out here just proving himself right every time. Because, like, apparently I think there's more shit that's about to come out.
It has to be. Like, I feel like this is going to be a messy divorce. Because, like, they're business partners and stuff. So, I think he's, like, isn't he, like, an executive producer on her show or something? I don't know. But that's probably going to be real messy. But I hope she got her shit in order before she filed the... You know, I'm sure she has a good legal team, but... Oof, that's gonna be a mess. But I mean, she deserves, like, he's put her through some shit the last few weeks, and then he got this baby, and he looks like a toe. Ew. I mean, she's not the rudest looking thing, but
no, Wendy Williams is the ugliest woman I've ever laid eyes on.
How do you
her and Caitlyn Jenner are just nasty to me.
Wow. How do you feel about
is that a problem though, that like a nigga's allowed to call Caitlyn Jenner ugly though, right?
I mean, yeah, if she's not attracted to you, then she's not attractive. I mean, I don't think she's attractive either.
Okay, cool. Because I feel like I didn't want it to come off like it was a hate crime against, like, the transsexual community, but it's more or less like, that's just the ugly nigga, that's it.
Yeah, no, she is. How do you feel about Dwayne Wade retiring?
Dwayne Wade and Dirk Nowitzki. Dirk was forced to retire, but...
Dirk forced to retire? He injured himself?
No, they just, like, they kept... He didn't announce his retirement, but they just, like, it's Dirk's last season. They just kept doing that at every stadium towards the end of the season. And he's like, I haven't announced that I'm retiring yet. But, like, apparently they felt compelled to just, like, make him feel that way. Like, his last game at his home game, 300 employees came to, like, welcome him into the stadium. And he still hasn't announced that he's retiring.
Is that when, like, Doc... Because I know Doc Rivers, like... got on the microphone
no, was,
and it was like
was
when he played
game.
In LA. I
yeah,
think it was like his last game in LA or something. Which I thought, I mean, I don't, of course I didn't know any of this. I just thought the nigga was retiring. What he must have like been going back and forth about it, and then like they were like, I'm tired, like we retiring your ass. Like, that's crazy. But I fuck with Dirk Nowitzki because he got a black wife and, you know, she's cool. So
she be giving that nigga hot plate.
I would say she be bringing him food wrapped up in foil so you know she's real. Like, I love it.
Yeah, no, that's thorough.
Yeah, Dwayne Wade is retiring. People are sad about it, apparently, giving that nigga his roses while he's alive. And that's great. Also, yeah, no. People were talking about his family because they went to Pride with his youngest son, who I think is 11. I guess he came out, and so they went to Miami Pride, and it was great. Like, I loved it, but people, of course, are ignorant, so the internet had a lot to say about it.
His 11-year-old is gay?
Yes.
How did he know?
How did who know?
I didn't start liking anybody till I was, like, maybe 12, 13.
That's not maybe. True. That's like, not true. Because when I was in like the third and fourth grade, I had crushes on boys. Like, oh, he's cute. Like, oh, I like him. I had a boyfriend in the fourth grade. So,
well,
maybe I was just fast. But no. So yeah,
I don't
understand
how.
So yeah, that's how people know. Like, you're either, you know what you're attracted to. Like, you know, people know. So. Yeah, so I just love that they're supporting him and being good parents like you should be, and people are like, ah, that's crazy, he don't know what he know about him, blah, blah. Y'all are so fucking ignorant, it's so annoying. Like, I just, the Shade Room comments is like the breeding ground for ignorant ass people to just like say whatever the fuck they want to say. It's disgusting.
That's what you get, though. You put it on the internet. I mean, you just open it up for opinions. Like, you
I mean,
can't
yes, but, like, the Shade Room post it, and it's just, like, the worst of the worst gather there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I did like this story about D.C. residents protesting after gentrifiers demand to have go-go music silence. Did you see that?
That should be a thing.
So, why I like go-go music. So
I do too. No, I agree. Like,
basically, it's a T-Mobile in this neighborhood. I'm assuming it's, I mean, I feel like most of DC is like quote unquote the hood, but like it's black people. Like, DC is black. Like, it just is what it is. And so there's a T-Mobile store that plays go-go music or something like that, and some, you know, white people, of course, called and complained, and them niggas said, oh, okay, we're gonna have a whole ass turn-up session right outside your windows, and they were getting their best lives. I want to text my friend Shannon and find out if she was there, because she lives in D.C., and I feel like this is something she would involve herself in. Yeah, like, white people, stop moving to black people neighborhoods and being scared of black people. Y'all are so fucking whack for that shit. Like, y'all will move to these neighborhoods and be straight up scared for your life, scared of every noise, don't want to be a part of that neighborhood, don't try to get to know anybody. You feel like you're an outsider because you are, and you don't try to contribute to the neighborhood in any positive way. You're just trying to get niggas up out of an area where they have been, and it's just trash. Like, it's so annoying. I don't know how people... The audacity. Apparently, Kim Kardashian claims she's studying to be a lawyer. Which, I don't know how you can be a lawyer without a bachelor's degree.
Or a high school diploma.
I'm pretty sure she graduated from high school.
Nah, that's debatable.
But yeah, I don't know. Privilege, I guess. So, there's that. Have you watched any of the Coachella performances at all?
What the fuck? No. No, I haven't.
I mean, it live streams on YouTube. You didn't watch, like, Childish Gambino or anything?
Are you out your mind? No. Hell no, I ain't do that shit.
You don't like Coachella?
Nigga, I watched it last year because I was with somebody. I wanted to watch Beyonce. That's it. I've never watched it before.
Yeah, I don't watch it either. So, but I will be watching, like I said last week, Beyonce's documentary that comes out on Wednesday. I'm super excited about it. Sad because I'm gonna have to watch it when I get off work, because if I try to watch it while I'm at work, I won't get any work done. So,
like, my family wants me to get a dog.
You should. Dogs are great. I mean, they're good companions and they're loyal. They're a lot of work though. They're literally just like having kids. So just
no, they're fuck. They're not.
Yes, they are. You literally have to take care of them. They get sick. They throw up. They can have diarrhea, which thank God I have not experienced at this point, because I heard that is not a fun experience. You have to take them to the vet. Like, you have to take them to the doctor for checkups. Like, you have to go get their hair cut. You can take them to doggy daycare. Dogs are just like having kids. Sorry. The best part is that they can't talk. Like,
the best part?
Yes.
Oh, wow. You don't like it when... I'll be real with you. I hate when kids talk, too, sometimes.
Because kids be say dumb shit sometimes.
And like, then I'll be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Shut up.
And that shit is so... Yeah, I'm like, that's stupid.
Like, you sound real stupid right now.
You know how many of my cousins I've told, like, that's stupid? Don't talk to me no more?
Like, I believe it.
All them little niggas love me. I'm like, yo, shut up. That was stupid. Mm-hmm. But, like, them little niggas love that shit. I don't know why. But then I like my older cousins did that to me when I was younger too, though.
Exactly, because we said stupid shit. We were kids. Like, I understand it's a phase and a thing, and I think really because it's other people's kids. Well, I'm sure there's people who look at their kids sometimes and be like, "Shut up," because I feel like
Nigga, my dad used to punch me dead in my chest when I used to. You know me, bro. I've been talking shit since I was.
I will say, Tabark, something tells me you were probably just so annoying. I've seen pictures of you as a youth, and you look like.
I took a family portrait doing this, bro, with the coochie eating hands. Like, I was like,
Anything
and a family portrait.
Anything Nima ever did to you as a child, I'm sure was deserved.
One time, me and Nima, this is not even as a child, I think I was like 20. Nima was like on the, all right, this is story time with Tobias, ladies and gentlemen. And let me tell you how grimy of a brother I am. So, like, when Nima was a kid, this is the water bottle incident of 2010. And so when Nima was a kid, or no, Nima was in, like, I think college or high school, or senior high school, she was on the, we had, like, a family desktop, right, with the printer that attached to it, right? And she was, like, typing up her paper or something, and, like, I was laying on the couch playing, like, a game, and I looked to my right, and I had a water bottle in my hand, and I saw Nima, and, like, she looked at peace, right? Mm-hmm. And I didn't like it, because this world is, like, it's not a peaceful place, so you have to be on your square at all times. So I picked up the water bottle and I just threw it at her. And I threw it casually. But when I didn't realize, it's like I flicked my wrist when I threw it. So it became a projectile. So it started spinning in a spiral motion and it hit her in the side of her head. And she got up and G checked me. She got up and said, on the set, nigga, I'll fucking kill you, bro. Like, what's good with you, nigga? Like, what did I do to you? And they was about to square up with me for real.
Oh my gosh.
No, it was hilarious. I'm still thinking she's coming for me, though.
Worst thing I ever did to my brother is probably when I knocked his tooth out with a sock and bopper as a kid. But that was warranted because he used to like stuff his socks in my mouth.
What? Y'all had country ass fights.
When we'd be like wrestling and fighting and stuff, he would like literally take his sock off of his nasty foot and like stuff it in my mouth. He was the worst. And then like, what? That nigga is so annoying. He was the worst, bro. Like, he was the worst brother. Like, the worst. So all these people are out here like, oh, I wish I had a brother. No, you don't. They're fucking annoying, especially the older ones. Like, older brothers are so annoying. But, anyways. I don't know. I don't have anything else. Do you have anything else?
No, not really. It's been kind of dry out here. Niggas are, like, still recovering from that, bruh. Like, I'm telling you, this is going to be a while before, like, things start, like, moving in the right direction for us. This is probably really how when Pac and them died felt to people.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. You guys, thank you so much for listening to this, another short episode, but, you know.
It's short and broke, no?
short and broke and to the point. So, yeah, if you enjoyed this, hit us up on social media, let us know, and... yeah, I really don't have anything else to say, so bye, y'all.
Peace in the Middle East.